We don't want to be on our phone 24/7. We need to be experiencing our life. But at the same time, get those photos through the holiday season. I think it's so important to get the photos, take the pictures, get them printed. It's really nice to document, not for social media, not to post on Facebook because it's a perfect highlight reel, but because your kids are going to love looking back on these pictures, right? Your kids are going to love it. You're going to be 97 at some point and look back and you're going to be so glad you took these pictures. Welcome to Cowgirls Over Coffee, where we encourage and equip women to embrace the process and practice of tackling daily demands, actually executing on our plans, and taking action on the most audacious goals that we can come up with without sacrificing our peace and staying rooted in our purpose. These are conversations for doers, for those of us who refuse to settle for less than we absolutely know we are capable of achieving. For women who are cultivating thriving homes and businesses side by side. I'm your host, Thea Larson. Grab a coffee and sit down. We have so much to talk about. Okay, so welcome back to Cowgirls Over Coffee. Guys, I am here today with, I have to preface this by saying, apparently this is a thing with this podcast, and I don't know how I'm going to incorporate this all in, but because the kind of cornerstone concept that I've had behind the Cowgirls Over Coffee podcast is that I want these to be conversations, and I am really lucky that I have some incredibly talented, amazing friends and people that I've gotten to know over the years, kind of through work. And I think this is maybe a theme among us overachiever types, but these conversations are happening with people who are my friends. And for example, today I have with me, we're going to dive into this conversation, but we sat down. I have Brooke Juma Ellers, Lindsay Garber, and Danya Barber. So these are the women who I have worked with one-on-one as photographers myself. And I don't venture very far out of my circle of photographers for a number of reasons. But when we go to sit down, we all get online together to record the podcast. And then we end up chatting a little bit beforehand. The purpose of that is supposed to be to like kind of set the tone for what we're going to talk about. But it always ends up being like, one part like catching up and one part therapy session. So I feel like we need to start recording immediately and then we can save all those for like a blooper reel because I feel like there's some gems in there at some point. I think this is going to be a really fun conversation. So we are talking today about photography during the holiday season because it is nice, you guys. And I want to encourage everybody so much, like, we don't want to be on our phone 24/7. We need to be experiencing our life. But at the same time, get those photos through the holiday season. I think it's so important to get the photos, take the pictures, get them printed. It's really nice to document, not for social media, not to post on Facebook because it's a perfect highlight reel, but because your kids are going to love looking back on these pictures, right? Your kids are going to love it. You're going to be 97 at some point and look back and you're going to be so glad you took these pictures. So that's like the primary reason for this. But the other side of it is if we pregame ahead of time, and you guys know I'm a proponent of planning, especially when it comes to our photos, when we're thinking about our holidays, because the purpose of this is that we want to take the photo, get it taken, make sure we have that memory, we've documented it, and then we can have the experience without worrying about taking photos. And if we're trying to wing it, we're going to spend 90% of our time worrying about if we got the photo. So that's the purpose behind this conversation today. It's, of course, I want to see beautiful pictures, like, and I want to share beautiful pictures because I enjoy content creation, but I just want to like preface it by saying that. So again, I want to introduce the professional photographers that I have with me here today to share all of the insights. Lindsay Garber is probably the OG from Ranch Wedding Photography, and she sometimes will dabble in brand photography, and then she'll follow up with her families. Like, she does follow through them with a number of her families with maternity and family things after having gotten them married, which is beautiful when you guys have a relationship like that, with which you're like all of us. I think we all like to form personal attachments with the people we work with. I don't know why this is. Again, there's some sort of red flag there likely. I'm not sure what it is, but we also have Danya Barber. And if you have seen the Cowgirls Over Coffee feed at all, it's basically Danya's portfolio, because I've been working with Danya since I couldn't figure out, like, back in the beginning when I was trying to get photos and we were trying to create this brand around like a community aesthetic instead of an influencer, a single influencer aesthetic. I met Danya. She took some pictures at WESA a few years ago with some other gals that I was with. And then I forced her to become my photographer. And now I just hound her until she comes out to Nebraska and takes photos. And then Brooke, I have known for the least amount of time, but it's been like 2 or 3 years now. And she's done family photographs for me and horse photographs for me. And she also does weddings and all that kind of stuff. So you are in good hands here as far as it comes to the pros giving you advice. So welcome, guys. I didn't mean to like just go on and on, but I wanted to kind of set the tone. How's it going? Or how's your, this is like, we're kind of winding down busy season for photographers. So how is everyone?
Good. The silence is so loud.
Right? Everyone's tired. I dig it though. So I think this is a really good time actually to have this conversation, because I know, like, Danya, you're wrapping up a ton of mini sessions that you've been doing with families for Christmas season. Brooke, you've been traveling around catching the end of the season wedding cycle. So what's your best tips for getting your family to cooperate with you for photos, planning things that you're going to get photos of? Like, just give me all the goods.
Who wants to go first?
I think I'll touch on really quick, just because I'm finishing up all my Christmas minis. And I think that there's a ton of pressure. And I always want to preface to my clients that minis, any session, can be such a fun experience, and to embrace the chaos. Because if you have any expectations, you might, I think if you throw any expectation you have to the door and really focus on making it a fun memory. And gosh, I had one of my clients mid-shoot, the son did like a Hulk Hogan move on his pearl snap and was like, we had shirtless four-year-old running around. And you know what? That is Coulter through and through. And that will be the front of the Christmas card. And I think embracing that brings out so much more joy in the photos than like the stiff posing. And your kids can feel if you're irritated. So the more you just kind of, and I'm not above bribery. Like, I'll bribe your children. I don't know if that's in people's parenting plan, but I always have some fun snacks in my bag and things. So I think just embracing the chaos and having no expectations with it is my biggest tip going into a crazy season.
I like that a lot. What do you think, Linz?
Oh, I agree with Danya completely. The pressure people have to have these photos that are very, well, I think it's okay to want to look good and feel good and have these. I think it's okay to have those hopes and dreams. I think what the problem becomes is when we hang on to them so much, it's a mood kill for the rest of it, right? Mm-hmm. And there's an element of, if we can take a deep breath and let the photographer work the magic and choose a photographer that you know is going to make you feel comfortable, the magic happens. And those authentic moments end up being the ones that we treasure forever anyway. And so, yeah, same thing Danya said.
I'll piggyback off of that, but I'll take it like one step farther. What I tell like all my couples, and you can do this for family sessions and stuff like that, is I'm like, one, just like they've said, not the expectations of them not looking good, but like the expectations of you performing out of it. And then I also tell my clients, like, use it as like a date night, like enjoy each other's company. Like, you can do that at a family session. Like, this is probably one of the only times, like, I hate to say it, in the world that we live in, that like you might have all your kids together in one spot with no TV on, no toys in the way, no phones in the way, nothing else going on. Like, soak those little moments in and just like enjoy each other in the moment. And that's where like the most genuine products come from. And the other thing I'm going to say is, if you think your child's having a meltdown and things aren't going to work out, woosah. It always works out. I had a mom show up to mini sessions and she was like, oh my God, he's having a meltdown, like blah, 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 blah. He's not going to take pictures. It's going to be terrible. We got the biggest cheesing, smiling pictures of this little boy ever. And it was awesome. It also takes like a photographer, like knowing how to change that mood you know, like, don't feed into it. Just keep going and move forward. And like, it almost resets everything and you're good as can be. You're going to get the great pictures and the most authentic pictures. I'm also a documentary style photographer. So if you got the terrible twos going on and that's what you take pictures of, I mean, you look back and you're like, man, that was a really tough time in life, but that's what it is. And cherish those moments because they're not going to be there for forever. And you'll get different pictures the next time. I think just making it as good as it can be and just enjoying yourself in the process.
I love that. Wrapping kind of what you guys set up together, like if you can enjoy the process of it and cultivate the mood in that and take that documentary approach to things, you're gonna get the pretty picture. Like you will get that pretty picture because you've lowered the stress for the whole environment. So for those of us who are like, okay, so we're going right on headlong into the holidays, everything going on, we do want to document it for ourselves and for social media. Let's not lie about it, right? We want to post pictures of our Christmas, and I want to see your pictures. Like I want to see your pictures of your kids. I want to see your pretty pictures and your silly pictures. Like I want to see it all too. And like, so I also want to just, not that people need my personal permission, but like, that's fine too. Like, can we just embrace the fact that it's great to post your pictures on social. Everyone enjoys seeing those. Those are great. I want to see your highlight reel. On the other side of that, as we're taking these pictures, as we're moving through like the holiday season, what are your tips for people? Like they're going to be the photographer, right? For their family. And like, what are your pro tips for those people putting on that hat? Like what should they be thinking about? How can they curate this environment that you guys are talking about? Like Brooke, you mentioned, like it takes your photographer knowing how to like change the mood, keep it moving, keep it flowing. So what are some tips for like, for a regular Joe like me to put on my professional photographer hat and make sure I'm getting some nice photos that is not killing everyone. So we're not making everyone miserable. So we're screaming and getting stressed out and everybody just hold still and look at the camera. Like, right? How can we put on, like, how can we channel our inner photographer to like set the tone? Because it's, I think in this case, it's less about the technical skill. Like we might think, oh, posing and what do we wear and how does everybody stand and what do we do? But like, what would you tell people if they were like, let's put on a photographer cap? Like how would you tell them to move through their quote unquote session with their family at home?
Okay. I've been excited for this because at this point, we're pretty much too late for most mini sessions with photographers, turnaround time and all of that, right? Yeah. So this is really what this podcast is about. So when this is, because this is where I'm at. I'm a professional wedding photographer, but have I gotten Christmas photos professionally done for my family in the last, since my son was born? And I will not say how old he is since we just had his 6th birthday. And so I are one of those people who has to rely on, let's get creative, let's do something last minute, let's put a tripod on it, and let's just roll with this. And I have found that those are my favorite images because it removes the shame of like, okay, I didn't get pictures booked again this year. It's kind of like, I don't know, I grew up in a vet clinic. Like the vet's animals were always the sickest. The photographer never books her family session for herself, kind of a thing. And I have enjoyed the heck out of, you find a tripod, you put it on video, you put your phone on video, and you just play. You just have fun, you run around and you play, and then you take screenshots. I mean, we've got 4K video on our phones, you take some screenshots, you pull it into the Lightroom app. If you're getting super crazy, you find a preset that you like, you can buy them online and load them easy. And the other thing is there's like these new AI features of like adding the blur tool. So you can make a screenshot video picture of you playing with your kids or anything look like it's got a quality depth of field lens look, and boom, you slap it on the front of a Christmas card and there you go. And those are the images that really and truly are what we're looking at having to do this time of year.
That's super good tips. I love the video aspect of that. I think that's something that maybe we don't think about when we're like, because we're trying to like pose and take a picture and like waiting for that countdown to happen, right? And then 3 seconds is not long enough, and 10 seconds is too long because everyone has now exited the area of the photo. So I think that's super smart. Danya, Brooke, what would you say? How do people put on their professional photographer hat and make it happen in the best way possible?
When we were starting to talk about this, first thing that came to mind was actually exactly what Lindsay said, putting your phone on camera and video, not photo. But what I was thinking more particularly, because I live in the tundra, I mean, we all live, except for Lindsay, live in the tundra, like more of like, okay, so you take it a step farther and do more of a lifestyle type of family shoot, like say you're making Christmas cookies. I would prop your phone up somewhere if you can. Sometimes you have to get a little crazy with it. You can prop things up on top of each other and put it up high enough, or you can buy fancy things from Amazon that will hold your phone for you. Put it on video and then video the whole process. Go back through, take screenshots of your favorite clips, and I think those will be ones you'll cherish for forever and ever. So I would definitely do that and go from there. If you want to edit, edit in Lightroom. Like Lindsay said, you can download the Lightroom app on your phone and then use that. That's what I would do. If you wanted to do like Christmas morning opening packages without you having the phone in your hand, I would do the same thing. You would be present in the moment, but you're still capturing it. Just set your phone up, put it on video, and leave it be so that you're present while the kids are opening up packages and everything, but you're still documenting the time and you're not trying to take a picture, open up packages, and be present at the same time.
I love that. I love thinking about it for the purpose of being present, because you can just set it up, know the phone's going to catch it. And it really doesn't take that long to scrub through your video, to slide on through it and find those shots. What do you think, Danya? What would you say for people putting on their pro hat?
I think I agree with Brooke and Lindsay. And it was kind of funny, actually. I was coming home last night and the neighbors down the road from us, it was pitch black. And they were, I was like, what are they doing on the side of the road? And they had gotten their Christmas tree and the grandpa was snapping photos on the phone. And these kids, you couldn't even see their face. They were bundled, like all the kids, like you just saw their eyes. And I pulled over. I was like, do you want me to get one of all of you? And the grandpa was like, no, I get one of every one of my kids with their tree. Like they were talking about the tradition of it. And the kids were, I mean, you could hear the laughter from down the road when I got home. And I thought, what a fun experience. Like it must be a very funky, they maybe do it at the sledding hill. I mean, I don't know what it looks like every year for them, but it's a funny question you ask, because I was just thinking last night, I'm like, you know, it's about the experience with it. If you can make a fun memory, if it's not on Christmas morning and you're intentional about the time before and think you bring your kids into it, like Brooke said, we're going to make cookies today and like make it this bigger than life thing, even if it's a simple, like they were standing in 25 degrees on the side of a road at 7 p.m. at night, like just creating that atmosphere and experience. Because I think if you are stressed in stressed mom mode, I imagine your kids feed off of it. And if you're like, everybody sit down and you're screaming, you're going to get the like tinfoil smile of like, ugh, versus like true laughter and all of that stuff. So I think just creating experience around it, and exactly what Lindsay and Brooke said, doing it the video screenshot route is genius. I love that.
Okay, you guys, super good. So tell me a little bit about, because I want to give people, so they have like a bunch of little tools in their proverbial tool belt, right? Going in here to the next couple of weeks as we move into Christmas and the new year. Like, what do you think people could like have on hand or have top of mind for like props or ways that they could pose, like some real, like what's some nitty gritty things that people could just have in the back of their head so they can quickly make decisions about, like, if we do have everybody cutting down the Christmas tree, is there something that we could do to, like, what are some tips for, like, getting the kids to pose or seeing everybody better or making sure our light's not in the wrong place? Like, what are some nitty gritty tips that people might just be aware of so they don't, so in the moment they can make sure, like, because after that moment's passed, then we're not going to go back and get another picture of it. Like, what are just some nitty gritty tips that they could be looking for as they're taking their photos and video?
I think that where I'm at, I know how to describe it, but describing it in layman's terms, and because we're photographers, we can see the light like in 2 seconds. But what I'm going to say is we're going to like step back a ways And we all know, like, our parents and our grandparents are used to staring into the sun to take the picture. Because that's, like, that's what you get the good light from. Do not do that. Don't force your kids, don't force yourself to stare into the sun. Never stare into the sun. It's, you get the squinty eyes, you get the overexposed face, and I guarantee you, your child is going to have the squintiest eyes, and you're going to be telling them to open their eyes and smile, and they're going to be like, Mom, I'm trying. And I now my eyes are watering. It's not happening, Mom. So as photographers with our professional equipment, we shoot with backlit images. So the sun is to our back. So you as the person taking the picture will be facing the sun, or your camera will be facing the sun. Sometimes that's a little more challenging with an iPhone. I would say don't face like where the sun comes up or the sun goes down, but face like north or south. Sometimes depending on how bright of light it is, you can get really good lit images that way. It's going to be a little hard, but one really, really easy tip, have one of the little kids look at you and you spin around in a circle. And whenever that person's face is completely covered in shadows, as in, you know, he doesn't have half of his face darker than the other half, one side is not brighter than the other half, that's the direction you're going to take the picture. So that everybody's faces have a full shadow. That way you can edit. And when you edit, you'll bring up those shadows and boom, you got good quality picture. As posing wise, I think a great go-to is always, I call it the Facebook pose. You know, just get everybody together, get a good smile, make sure everybody can be seen. If you want to go above and beyond, there's an unscripted app that photographers use. You can search for family poses in there. They also have a handful of free poses. Pinterest is a great place to look for that too, but also just playing with your kids and being organic is also great. So that's what I would say.
I love it. Lindsay, give me some nitty-gritty, down and dirty.
Okay. So Brooke talked about outside, open sunlight. So let's take it into, Danya, did you want to do indoor or do you want to do open shade? We could, like, I know we all got the same.
Oh gosh. Whatever you want to hit on, Lindsay, I'll take her home.
So say you're setting up your video, or you're looking at getting Christmas tree photos, or you're in your kitchen and you've got it set up on the tripod. Oftentimes when we're wanting to get those, like, oh, I want to be able to screen grab, we still need to think about the good lighting and all of that for the best quality images. And while some of that we need to just throw out the door and get what we get and have fun with it, there's other parts of, like, if you can think about available lighting and what's there, you can also elevate your images. And the same thing of, like, I call it like the selfie mode. Put your phone on a selfie and you turn it towards you. And then you just go until you've got the good light. And so, like, when I'm inside, it's the complete opposite of when I'm outside. When I'm inside, I want to be facing towards the incoming light, towards the window. And so that looks really great. When I turn it around, it gets really muddy. I get some hazy looking stuff, and it's not as great. And so my recommendation is find your available light, the outdoor sunlight coming through, the natural light coming through your windows is going to be 100% the best. If you're going to be able to use that, I would recommend turning off all of the overhead lights, because then you're not going to have funky tones mixing your outdoor light and your indoor light that creates different white balance colors. And where it's all auto on the cameras. So you really want to help it as much as it can. And then when it's dark and at night, because a lot of our Christmas pictures and all of these moments are going to happen, especially with daylight savings, it is going to happen after hours when it's all dark. Then you just do the same thing, but to use the inside lights. Do your selfie mode, figure out where your light's coming from, where is it looking best on everybody's face without weird glares or orange tones. And set it up there and let it roll from there. One of the fun things that I like to do when playing around is, if you have a TV or an iPad or something like that, when you have these, like, cool Christmas lights photos, use your iPad to put available light. You can get these, like, I mean, we've seen them where, like, these kids reading these magical books in front of the Christmas tree, like a scene of your kids in their jammies, and they've got a big book. Stick the iPad in the book, turn the iPad on, and let that light go up into their face, and it creates these. And you can, if you are shooting lower, the video quality is still going to be great, but you can switch to live photo as well. and have a little bit better quality of an image in a darker situation. And even better if you just go to regular mode in your camera. But with like the iPhones, we have the live mode. It takes one picture, but it takes this whole little video. So you can be, photographers were really good at timing and moment and all of that. But if you don't do that for a living and you don't time those moments of 4,000 times a day, sometimes that's hard. A live photo, you can go back and you can scroll through and you can pick that moment. And that works really well, better than the video for some of those lower light situations.
Mm-hmm. That is so good. I just want to touch on a couple of things there too, because like I want to speak as a person who is not a photographer and I do not have any interest in being a photographer. I like to work with the best possible photographers, but unfortunately I am not in a place right now where it's in my budget to have Danya or Brooke or Lindsay move in with me and just follow me around and take pictures all the time. So I take everything on live photo, everything with my kids, I take on live photo because I just want to go into, if you don't know how to do this, in an iPhone, and if you guys, we're not Android users, so I apologize if you're an Android user, you can screenshot this episode, tag Cowgirls Over Coffee, give us the goods for Android users, and we'll share that to help one another out because this is a community effort. But like you just go into edit and you hit live on there and then it'll show your photo, your live photo, like it's a video, and you can just pick whatever the key photo, the quote unquote key photo is, and then that's your photo. And I tell you, as a mom, who is not a professional photographer, who doesn't have the eye for timing like a professional photographer does, like that's where you can catch, make sure their kid are looking at you. Cause even if they're turning their head really fast, you probably caught it. So I just wanted to call out that tip because I feel that's one I use a lot. And then things from what you said for indoor, because I think so many of our photos will be indoor, is turning off those other overhead lights, because that's going to give everybody that zombie look, right? And then like what Lindsay said too, and I'm just reiterating, if you're taking notes or mental notes, like turning on all the lights, right? You want to create as much light as possible from your indoor lighting situation. So that like, that means the overhead light, the side light, the lamp, like the more you can fill the space, the better you're not going to get quite as grainy. And that's just from my very unprofessional, low quality, like my attempts to get photos. And I think it's good to kind of have that, you know, juxtaposition of what we're talking about here. Like,
I was going to add that you have to change a setting in your iPhone app settings, like I guess in your camera app settings, to have live mode available. So if you're like, my camera doesn't have live mode, I don't know where to find it, you have to change it like in your actual settings, I'm pretty sure, to access that. But I'm pretty sure every iPhone has it. You just have to change the setting.
And thinking about the video element, you know, I mentioned 4K with most of the newer phones. That's also settings. And just Google best video settings for your make and model of phone. And there'll be plenty of options on how to get the highest quality. You do want the highest quality video. You want all of those numbers to be the best for these, you know, for best results. But yeah, just Google what's the best for this make and model of phone.
Okay, Danya, can you take it on home with the indirect?
Barnes. Let's talk Barnes, baby.
I know that Danya is a pro because this happened accidentally, but I know firsthand that Danya is a pro this because when we do Cowgirls Over Coffee shoots, we usually shoot from sun up till sundown through like the really harsh lights. So Danya is a pro at like ping-ponging to the right place at the right time of day. So I think this is, I know you have the barn jam for sure.
We love a 1 p.m. barn photo for sure.
Yes.
Those photos are a cornerstone of Cowgirls Over Coffee.
They really are.
So I think just the main tip with barns, and especially depending where your door is either watching your shadow and staying everyone in the shadow with the barn door open, but as close as you can to the light. Or if the sun allows or an overcast day, bring everyone over to the light. And I always like to edit, and you can do it in iPhones. If you pull your shadows up a little bit, you get the pretty barn wood in the background. You get the zhuzh. Now, let's say we want to throw some animals in there. I am a huge fan of silly goose photos. So don't feel dumb throwing a wreath over your pony. Don't feel silly putting a Santa hat over the ear of a goat. You want to put a goat in there? Like, I think, I don't know. I don't have too many tips for the barn other than just playing with the light and the closed door, which I think everybody has that like open barn door, like la 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 la, slap a wreath on the barn door. But I love props with animals. I love silly goose photos with animals. And it could be as simple as like kids with candy canes, or like, don't count out a Santa hat on a horse. Don't count it out.
I think too, like props are kind of something that are under leveraged when we're taking our non-professional photos. Because you know, the problem, here's the problem everyone has. What do I do with my hands?
Oh, you could always throw a disco ball in that sucker. If you are like going the route of wearing some like chaps, throw some candy canes in one of those pockets that would usually have something of use. I mean, I like the element of making a photo funny, but that's also because I don't take things too serious. So don't be afraid to get a little funky with it too. Holidays are a good time for that.
I think too, like if your kid wants to bring their favorite toy, let them bring their favorite toy. If your kid is going to fight you about wearing a hat, let them wear the hat. Like and I'm speaking from personal experience, like it's not worth, like, just, it's about catching the moment, right? Like if you are taking like photos that matter, like they really matter, like your life livelihood is depending on it, then you're hiring a professional photographer. But we're talking about like how to get the best photos that you can document for your family. And I think I want to talk to you about the pre-gaming, because again, if you have this in the back of your head already, you're going to in the moment be less stressed in making these decisions. So think about like, see everything as a prop, right? Like I think see everything as a prop.
Talking about the pre-gaming, I think one thing that all of us professional girls, we need to realize that people don't think about is when we're thinking about times of day. So we talked about the different lighting, but we need to point out like Brooke's recommendation of shooting with the light behind you is good in morning and evenings. The barn is going to work good in the middle of the day, you know? So if you're planning ahead and you're thinking about what you want to do, if you want those different lighting situations, you don't want to go to the barn in the morning or at night when it's really super dark in there. And you don't want to try to put the sunlight behind you for best results when it's right above your head. So just wanted to throw that in there, because I was like, oh, we kind of skipped over that because we assume everybody thinks like us.
Typically, the best light is an hour after sunrise-ish. Sunrise is different. You can go right in the morning, first thing in the morning, but I'm not getting my child ready first thing in the morning to take pictures. But in the evening, particularly an hour before sunset, perfect time. You can get that accomplished.
I think too, with the pre-gaming, when we talk to, like, think about what you can have for prop wise, like grab ornaments off the trees, grab a present, grab the old wrapping paper, like whatever's handy, I think is really good. And then also Brooke mentioned too, like looking at poses, Pinterest is a great place just so you have some ideas. And I don't know, like this is a pet peeve of mine, and I'm not an expert. I'm an enthusiast in every conversation we have. I am no expert. I'm an enthusiast. But like, I hate when there's 600 people in the family photo. Is that a me thing? Because I feel like you can't see anybody. Like I would recommend, this is my thought, like take 5 pictures, like different groupings if you've got like a big family gathering. But like, and I mean, it's nice to have a photo with 600 people in it, I guess. But like, don't just take that. I think sometimes we just take that one photo and that's the only photo we get. And then we're like, was Aunt Denise there? Like, is that Aunt Denise, right? Like, I feel like that's not, like when I'm thinking about posing, and I guess not even posing, but like think shot list. Like, who are the people you want to make sure you get photos of? Because the flip side of the flip side of like not being present because you're spending the whole time trying to take photos is forgetting to take photos, period. And like, you guys, life is so short. We do not know what's going on. Like, take pictures of I think it's so important to take pictures of everybody. And I don't want to like bring down the vibe, but like think ahead of like, you know, is it going to be Aunt Carol's last Christmas? Like, honestly, like I want to make sure I get a couple of the kids with grandma because, you know, she's getting older or whatever it is. And I think pre-gaming that as a layman is something too to have in your head as well. Okay, give me your, like we already said, Lightroom. Obviously, Adobe Lightroom, creme de la creme of editing. So easy. There's a million different presets you can download. Like, Lightroom has even in the last 5 years gotten even more user-friendly, I feel like. But like, what are some other apps like for editing, for video editing, for creating posts, for printing? Like, you guys have any favorite things you would hit on for that?
I love Tezza. I love Tezza. They have a huge array of easy-to-use presets, or Kuni, K-U-N-I. And Tezza now has for videos. And that's how I edit all of my videos for social media stories. So when they're not needing to be high quality. And they have so many fun filters. It's super user-friendly. You can throw it into InShot if you wanted to add, you know, clip in your own music and stuff. But Tezza is, I even tell photographers, like, Tezza and InShot are my little cheat sheet holy grails. And then for printing, I love MPix or Artifact Uprising. There's like a lot of great ones that I tell my clients to use if they choose to print on their own. And MPix is cheap. MPix is super cheap. As long as people just avoid Walgreens. Walgreens is my only, I'm not a psycho about anything in my business, but just avoid Walgreens. Maybe it's okay for iPhone photos. I've never tried it for that, but
it makes it worse. No Walmart either.
It does it. Okay. All of us are, you get,
please.
Yeah, no Walmart. Stick to MPix, and everything's online now. So those are, that's, yes, Tezza.
I think that's a super good tip, you guys. Like, so I just want to reiterate for people who are listening, skip Walgreens and Walmart for printing your pictures. You're just going to be disappointed. Go with something like MPix. And I'll have the gals send me, like, you guys can just text me the how these things are spelled and things, and we'll put everything in the show notes so people can like scroll there and quickly find what we're talking about.
On MPix, and say that it's pretty much the same cost as everywhere else and the quality is awesome. And like, I get people that get prints like ASAP. I mean, I've had people contact me and be like, holy cow, that showed up really, really fast. So I would use that. I think that's really great. Artifact, whatever. The one Danya said, my words are gone, is really, really good for photo albums. If you want to get a bougie photo album, order from there.
Artifact Uprising. And they always have sales, and they are super good quality, and they're like half the price of some other album sites I've used for clients. When I found it, it's amazing. They have so many options. Super user-friendly too.
Love it. Lens, give us the goods.
I'm going to back up to editing. Also, your built-in phone editing app. If you just hit edit, you can tweak and pull if it's a little dark or a little light. You don't even, you know, all of us photographers, we like to get a little more involved and intense with our editing. But really and truly, when you know, I think a lot of us too, I've gotten more and more where I'm like, I don't want to pull it into an app and edit it and then have to pull it back out and save it to my camera roll 400 times and figure out how to do all that. Just hit edit on your phone's built-in editing thing, and you can do a lot to really just elevate your image that way. I agree with MPix. MPix is the way to go. And for printing, of course, I'm the big chatbooks gal. And so chatbooks is my recommendation for when you're looking at just even year-round creating memories. Because, I mean, this is not even just holidays. All of this stuff works for year-round. And I have chatbooks connected to my personal social media account. And it just becomes my family photo album. And I have over close to 11 years of chatbooks that are my priceless treasures. And my house burns down, I'm going to get them. But I also know that if my house burns down, all I have to do is go back to the app and print out 12 years worth of albums.
I love that. I want to hit on the chatbooks thing too, because as an enthusiast, I finally started printing chatbooks, and I think the price goes up this next year. It was $15 a month. Now it's $20 a month, but I get a little, like a 6x9, I would say, book. And all I do is I open it up. I go through my pictures each month. I send 30 pictures. I get a book in the mail. Right. And I think this is so important, because like Danya is the one who really beat this into me, is like, print your pictures. And I print like, and it also makes me mindful. Like, I take the most random everyday pictures. And I think that's something that we need to take during the holidays too. Like, take the, your kids are a mess, fit pictures, take the wrapping paper is torn on the floor pictures. Like, those are things that you are going to want to remember in 80 years. Like, I really believe that. But chapbooks, I could not be a bigger fan of that. The quality is really good. It's super simple. It pulls up just your camera roll for the month. You pick 30 photos, it prints, it comes to you. So I wanted to say that. And also I want to say, I had it stuck in my head when I started printing these things that I had to, like, I needed to start back like when Oliver was born. And so I just kept letting months and years go by because I thought I had to go back to the beginning. Just start today, like start this month with, like, and this is perfect because if you have a hard time wrapping your brain around that, because like my mental capacity to wrap my brain, like I like clean starts and finishes and tidy things in my brain, like print your holiday book, like start with Christmas. Like, so right after this, end of December, you can print your holiday book. And if that helps you a little bit too. But did you have something else to say to Lindsay about the chapbook stuff?
Oh, I was just gasping in horror because when I started chapbooks, it was $5 a month. But anyway, on the chapbooks notes too, they make really perfect gifts for Christmas. They're really affordable. I know there's other albums and you can get more fancy and do bigger investments, but also creating an album for grandma of your highlights is a really good gift.
Yeah.
That would be a really good Christmas gift to give your parents or your grandparents a like subscription to, I'm not sure if it works like that. I haven't looked that far into it, but like either send a book to your parents, like if you have your own kids, so your kids' grandparents, send that book directly to them so that they can have it. Or if you are somebody that has kids that have kids, buy them a subscription so they can print those pictures and have that subscription for a chapbook. I think that would be a really great Christmas gift.
I think anything around printing photos too, any like in however it is, would be a good gift.
Print your photos. If I'm going to die on any hill, have something tangible that is something to hold that your children can have. And if you are a client in my life and you don't print your photos, I'm printing them for you. And if I ask for your address, it's not because I'm trying to stalk you. It's so I can send you pictures, because that's the most important. I don't understand in the professional realm, like, and even iPhone realm, you take the time for these photos and then they live on either your Instagram or on your phone. And, you know, something might happen and your kids don't have access to that or something. So print them out. Your kids will thank you for it. Your 80-year-old self will thank you for it, looking at a box of those.
Danya definitely got me. I think that Danya wanted to wring my neck at one point because I bought picture frames, and then she was taking pictures of us in the room with the picture frames that had no pictures in it. And I seriously think she was going to slap me alongside the head. Like, that was the point where I was like, and then you sent me pictures and I put those pictures in that picture frame.
I looked at that empty picture frame for like a year and I was like, just don't even put it out on your dresser. Like, just take it down. I'm gonna throw it away. I felt like a parent to you. I was like so offended every time I walked into your living room.
I know, you're like, I take pictures for you 4 times a year and you can't put a single one in this
frame. Drives me up a wall.
I love it. Okay. I want to be respectful of your guys' time. Thank you so much. I think we had a lot of good little pearls of wisdom in here. Do you guys have any final thoughts? It's holiday season. We wanted to get pictures. We're going to do a good job of it. We're not going to stress out about it. Any final thoughts?
I'm just going to say, take the pictures. And there's that fine line between, I don't want to be on my phone, I want to be present. Like we said, like, prop up your phone, do whatever it takes. But like, and even if you're like, gosh, I just didn't get time to take any family pictures, I really want something, like, prop up your phone and take pictures of you guys all together, wherever it's at. What if it's in the car? Like, take the freaking picture. And I don't want to be morbid, but it could be the last picture you ever have.
Through the lighting to take the picture.
Yes.
Yes.
I think just for everyone too, I think the busyness of this season overrides joy a lot. And I think just in a general umbrella, I hope everyone just really is super intentional. And don't focus so much on being intentional that you're like, am I being intentional enough and causing anxiety? But just be like, just try and be in the moment, because time is fleeting. Time is really fast. And picture or not picture related, this is a joyous time of year. And I just want everyone I want everyone to love everyone. What is that Will Ferrell movie? Like, everybody love everybody. So, yep, that's where I'm
at. I love it. So good. Okay, so the next thing I'm going to say is I want to, you guys, share with us, like, where we can follow you and connect with you. This kind of feels like clickbait because I know that all three of these girls are pretty much booked out. Like, so if you're looking for professional services, they probably can recommend someone for you, but I know that they're like so limited. But what I do want to say is follow people, especially as a enthusiast photographer and just for documenting your family. Follow professional photographers that you love, not because you're like, oh, I need to book with them, I need to hire them, but learn from them. Like, just looking at beautiful photos will help. Again, it primes you to know like what you want to take for your own photos. So be inspired by them. You don't have to become a professional photographer, but you can see like how they're taking like documentary style photos of different families. You could be like, oh, it will probably give you some ideas for things that you want to incorporate, not just in the holidays, but in the daily documenting of your life. Okay. So I want to hear from you guys. One, you got to tell us where we can find you so we can follow you. But here, I also want to preface this. I want you guys to get your phones out. I want to know how many photos that you have in your most recent photo album. I think this will be a fun little look at photographers. I will say that on my photo album, on my phone, I have 40,298 photos in my recent
photo. I have 23,288. And I'd love to know. Let me look. There is 9,800 imported, which means those are all professional pictures that I've taken and imported into my phone. And then I'm very active on Instagram. Like, you can see me pretty much every day posting to my stories, follow along with my life. I'm very personable. You're going to see me licking my armpits, like baking random things, you know, like being very truthful, very honest. Like, I'm a human. We're all humans. We like to connect that way. So that's where you can find me. I post a lot to Facebook on like mostly like my weddings and all of my normal sessions. You can see like a good amount of pictures on there, but Instagram is who I am and where I'm at. So
at Brooke Juma Photography. We'll just go to Lynn's next because you're in the middle.
I'm scared to say how many I have on my camera roll.
I'm excited.
I have 105,379. So woo! Going off of like Brooke, 25,000 of those are imported. So anyway,
where can we follow along with you right now?
My professional work is at Lindsay Garber, on Instagram and Facebook and TikTok and all the places. And I'm more fun and, more everyday life on Call Me Lens on Instagram and all the places.
Awesome. And we'll link these guys in the show notes too, just so you guys can see them. But if you're driving, it'll ping your brain. Danya, I want to hear. Let's get the goods.
Okay. I am at 37,289. And they're just a lot of them are a lot of screenshots. I'll never
refer to. I was saying that the other day.
Probably 38,000 of them. But in case of an emergency, that's what
I have 2,000. Yeah.
Yeah. Just chilling.
And 8,000 screenshots.
Oh, gosh. It's like a bunch of recipes I'll never make. I don't even have a stove that works.
Like the most random.
Yeah, mine are 10,000 of those.
Mine is
are
the most random information that I think I'll ever go back to or I need in my life. And I know for a fact I'm never going to look at them again.
100%.
At least with AI now, guys, you can search and it will bring up your screenshots with the information in them. So now your screenshots are searchable, which I feel ups the ante as far as like the likelihood that you will use that information. Danya, where can we follow you?
I am over on Instagram at Danya Barber Photography, and I definitely utilize my stories more than posts. I'm not very good at the internet realm. And then my website is www.DanyaBarberPhotography. So if you want to holla at your girl.
We'll link everybody up. Thank you guys so much for spending your morning with me. I know it's really hard, especially y'all are like on the last fumes from an extremely busy season right into Christmas minis. So I really appreciate your time. If you're listening to us, which obviously you are, go ahead. I would love for you to screenshot this episode, tag at Cowgirls Over Coffee, tag Danya or Brooke or Linz. Like, let us know, like, share your tips that we can share. We have broadcast channel on at Cowgirls Over Coffee on the Instagram side of things. So we're going to keep sharing stuff like the behind the scenes and more resources there. So if you're interested in taking this a little bit farther, that's where you'll find it. And we're still new. So I would appreciate if you have the time to tap into the reviews and just tell us what you thought. And you can be completely honest. Like, I'm not going to ask you to give us a 5-star review. Like, go ahead and keep it honest. I'm down for it. But let us know what you're thinking. You can always DM me at Cowgirls Over Coffee. Let me know if there's a topic, if you'd like to hear more. I really feel like all of these early conversations are like the tip of the iceberg. And we're just going to go deeper because I think it's so much like, I want people to enjoy, like, one of the things we talked about a minute ago was like our tips. And it's like, I think Brooke, you mentioned like, go ahead and take the picture. Like, don't feel guilty about using your phone to take pictures. Like, obviously, be a good steward of your time and make sure that you're engaging and you're actually living your life, not just documenting it. But don't be embarrassed about getting up out your phone and taking the pictures. I just think it's so much fun to document. This is going to be hard for you to hear, probably for a lot of our listeners, but definitely for my friends here with me. Not everything has to be like a business or a purpose. It can be just for fun. Like, we can take great photos and learn how to take pretty good photos that we enjoy, and it can just be for fun. And you can learn about something just for fun. I know. You guys know I suck at this too, right? Like, it's not like, oh, Thea has this all figured out, right?
I agree.
But I just want to throw it out there because maybe if we keep telling each other that enough, we'll start embracing the idea of actually having a hobby. I don't know.
I love it.
Well, thank you guys. And I hope everybody has a great rest of their week. And we'll talk to you guys next week on, again, Cowgirls Over Coffee. Thank you so much for spending part of your day with me. If you had any aha moments or some questions came up, please hit us up in your Instagram stories. Just take a screenshot, share that, tag us at Cowgirls Over Coffee, and let's keep this conversation going. Otherwise, we'll see you back here next week. And just thank you again. Go out and make it the best week ever.